Hey, welcome to the Bob Justin Show. How are you? Let's do that thing again tonight where if you give me somebody's phone number that might not be aware of what's really going on, we'll call them live on the air and try to talk some sense into them. So let's do that tonight, Mr. Producer, if you'll field phone calls and get, you know, the information from people. And first I want to talk to them on air, but then you can get their friends or family members' phone numbers and we'll call them live on the show. All right, so I had to share this with you guys. This happened to me today, and I was talking to John from the Free Your Mind conference, and I said, John, I got to share this on air. I just can't hold this. And he was actually on the phone with me when it happened. So I went and I got a drink at a restaurant, and I went to pay at the register. Mr. Producer, are you there? I want you to hear this. You ready for this? All right. So the drink was like $1.89, right? So I handed her a $5 bill. So I handed her the $5 bill. She entered it in her computer. And right after she entered it in her computer, I reached in my pocket and I realized I had 11 cents. And I went to hand her the 11 cents and she said, oh, well, I already put it in the computer. And I said, excuse me, what? She said, I already put the amount in the computer. I said, are you serious right now? I was trying not to be rude, but I said, are you serious? And it was like an 18-year-old gal, and I don't want to be ageist, but she got all flustered. And I said, listen, your drawer won't be off. Take the 11 cents and give me $3 back. So she took the 11 cents, and she proceeded to give me the change. And I said, no, I gave you the 11 cents. Now you give me $3 back because it rounds it up to a dollar. She didn't understand that. Are you following, Mr. Producer? How ridiculous can that be? Maybe my math was wrong with there. Maybe it was like, what's that? Common Core? Yeah. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was like, anyways. I got a major kick out of that, to say the least. What else was I going to tell you? Did you hear about this Indiana town that has been declared a disaster zone? You'll never believe what for. Here on the Bob Tuscan Show, we cover a lot about virology and particularly the HIV fraud. Well, an Indiana governor declares a disaster zone for a county hit by the HIV outbreak.
Good evening, I'm Vicki George. It's the worst outbreak of HIV cases in Indiana history. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports it has reached epidemic levels, with new cases steadily increasing. Now Governor Pence plans to declare a public health emergency in one southern Indiana county. WLKY's Ann Bowden is here to explain. Ann?
Well, Vicki, on Monday, health officials confirmed 55 cases with 13 more with positive results. Now that number has exploded. While they say the numbers could go into the 100s, two things are for sure. It's all drug-related, and they are all linked to Scott County, Indiana.
To anyone in the sound of my voice who is involved in intravenous drug use, stop. Your life is at stake.
The use of dirty needles to shoot up Opana has now caused a never-before-seen outbreak of HIV cases in Indiana.
Who are dealing with an epidemic in this community. We have an epidemic in an outbreak of the HIV virus.
From 55 confirmed cases on Monday to a new number.
72 confirmed HIV positive cases and 7 preliminary positive cases. All of these are related to injected drug use.
Five other counties have reported cases, but they are all connected to residents and activity within Scott County. But at this emergency summit, state leaders say it's not a county problem, it's an Indiana problem. And they're working with health departments, police, and schools, and emergency responders to stop the epidemic.
I will sign an executive order declaring a public health emergency in Scott County.
In the next 30 days, these government and city leaders hope to open up new clinics and medical aid for testing and treatment.
HIV is not the death sentence that it once was. It's not even close. You can live 25, 30, 50 years if you get into treatment.
And a needle exchange isn't out of the question.
I will tell you that I do not support needle exchange as anti-drug policy. But this is a public health emergency.
Now, the normal number of cases for HIV in a given year in Scott County is about 5. So the current number of 72 and counting is considered an epidemic. Ann Bowden, WLKY News.
So what's the truth behind this? Joining us now on the Bob Tuscan Show is documentary filmmaker and researcher Steve Starrs. He's the producer of the film HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. Steve, your reaction to this news of Indiana governor declaring a disaster zone for a county hit by the HIV outbreak, according to officials at the CDC.
Yeah, Bob, I saw that yesterday when you sent me that link and looked at the story. Of course, it's very easy to panic people over germs. You can't see them. They're boogeymen. They hide in the corners of places. And, of course, now they're saying that you could have HIV infection for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And assumingly, if you get treatment, which we can talk about, too, which is very dangerous. I mean, the whole thing has always been a fraud. And it's very easy to frighten people with germs. And so this governor is now, you know, standing up and looking like he's a very, very important person because he can tell you now that there's another health risk. Because people in his area, most of them are drug-related, by the way, IV drug users, okay? That's basically what the story said, that primarily these were all IV drug-using people. The situation there is, of course, these people test antibody positive, which is what they do when they test you for HIV antibodies with what is called the enzyme-linked assay test, the ELISA test. So they're not testing for the virus. They're testing for antibodies, and there are 72 known things that can cause that test to register positive that are false positives, not HIV. Okay, they can be things like multiple pregnancies, vaccines, various medications, different kinds of diseases. Because what you're actually looking for are enzymes that comprise antibodies. There's no virus that they're searching for with that blood test. And so as a result, what you have is people who are shooting drugs and probably have a lot of diseases. And they all of a sudden now test positive for these antibodies, and it's, oh no, my gosh, it's an outbreak. It's another one of these huge germ scares, Bob, which is going on.
Sure. My other thought is, Steve, that with the scare, there is an enhanced push to get people tested. And with that enhanced push to get people tested, there's going to be an inflation of numbers because the HIV diagnosis relies on this antibody test, which, of course, has nothing better to do.
Yeah, it's an amazing situation. And, of course, you know, there are reasons why people who shoot drugs. If you're going to be shooting drugs on the street, off the street for about 10 years, you're going to get all kinds of germs and difficulties and problems with your entire blood balance, which is a big part of the whole HIV issue anyway. And you're going to have things like hepatitis B, a number of other, you know, cytotoxic type ailments that could go along with shooting street drugs for 10 years, which is one of the things that actually causes immune deficiency, just the drug use themselves. So you're not really talking about HIV in terms of being the real problem here. You're talking about what we used to call the dwindles. For many years, they called this the dwindles. When people who were drug addicted over a period of 10 or 15 years would start to, their health would start to come in and, you know, fade in and fade out. And they would get sick and they would have immune deficiency diseases. And for a long time, that was a disease directly related to drug abuse called the dwindles. Well, in this, you know, in the middle 80s when they had all these people coming out of the 60s and 70s who were shooting drugs. A big portion of them were baby boomers, had a big demographic of people like this. And also at the same time, gay men came out of the closet, and they were using all kinds of immunosuppressive drugs like poppers, which were amyl nitrate and butyl nitrate. And so you had a big clump of people all having immune deficiency diseases in this big demographic, and that's how they created the AIDS virus. They had all these people from different reasons who all had immune deficiency, and not even the same diseases, by the way. They're just totally different in a lot of these situations, but they created a virus that was going to be the cause of it all, and that employed how many hundreds, maybe thousands of very, very top virologists who had been out of work in the virus cancer program, which would have been, it was a disaster, wasn't going anywhere. So they all got new work. They got new lab coats and new little stickers that they put on them that had their PhDs and MDs and RHEs or whatever they had on them, you know, M&Ms or whatever they had on them. And so they, you know, they all got to work and they got to look through microscopes again, and it was big money. And we spent about $500 billion with a T, trillion dollars on this fraud now. It's gone out all over the world, and we provided in our documentary, HIV equals AIDS factor fraud. If you go to AIDSfraudvideo.com, you can see it for free online. We show you 10 reasons why HIV is not the cause of AIDS, what the real causes are, because we're not AIDS deniers. We're just telling you that the viral scam was a big government lie, and it still is, and there's somebody like this governor who wants to step up and beef it up again. And remember, Bob, you can't let people forget this. Every disease comes back in its time when some other tin horn or some politician wants to make a big issue and get himself a big name and proclaim an emergency. And by the way, I haven't forgotten about Ebola. It's one of those things too.
Ebola? What's that? I've never heard of that.
Ebola. See that?
I did see that. That was our friends at Joy Camp. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're coming up on my anniversary. Remember, on the 15th of October, I told everybody I'll be talking about Ebola and what a new dangerous disease is on the 15th of April. So not far away, we will have an Ebola scare tactic review program.
What better day to do it than on tax day?
Right. So, you know, it kind of faded out, didn't it? It's gone. But now you heard there's another case here and there, 24,000 deaths reported by NBC News recently. I mean, all of these things, friends, are attempts to use germ scares to get you to cooperate with the government, to set up big programs. Most of them are dangerous, and the big pharma companies are involved in this. You can be sure of that.
Sure. Alrighty, well, thanks for that, Steve Starrs. Again, you can find more about that topic at AIDSfraudvideo.com.
Right.
AIDSfraudvideo.com.
Right.
Alright. By the way, Steve, I tried very hard, but the M&Ms you requested for your writer at the Free Your Mind conference, we just can't get them, man. I'm sorry.
Well, how about Skittles? Skittles?
Well, it's the matter. I mean, it's a little ridiculous to ask for 10,000 purple M&Ms.
Well, Reese's Pieces? Do they come in that color? Custom order?
I don't know, man. We'll try. We'll do what we can. You're a little bit of a prima donna, but whatever.
All right, I'll do without. I'll just bring my own in my big suitcase. No, I'm just kidding. I am looking forward to that, though. Yeah.
It's you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, even without the Skittles or the M&Ms, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did Michael call you about transport?
Yes, he did, and it's all arranged, and it sounds like it's going to be a very good convention. I hope to see a lot of our listeners out there or other people that we haven't met. There's some great people. I've done radio shows with Luke Radowski. I've never met him in person. And, of course, there's this other guy I've done a lot of radio shows with whom I've never met in person, and who would that be? I don't know. Who would that be, Bob? Do you know?
I don't know. You said you do a lot of radio shows with him?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he owes me a lot of money. He was going to pay me a penny for every radio show, and he now owes me something like $98.72, something
you
mean, like
you've
that.
You've done 9,800 radio shows with this guy?
Yeah, pretty close to that. Yeah, something like
or
that.
Or is my math wrong? 980.
Something like that, shows. Yeah. So many I can't remember. But, yeah, his name is Mr. Tuskin. Bob Tuskin. I've never met Bob Tuskin in person, believe it or not. Bob and I have been doing radio shows for how long now? 7 years, Bob?
20 years. Easy.
Yeah. But we've never sat down, shook hands, and shared a beer or an iced tea or an orange juice together.
Yeah, you're not a drinker. I'm not. We're both not drinkers.
Right. Yeah, we are. So what, we're going to have smoothies?
I don't know. Maybe we should have a beer, though.
Yeah, we might have to go to Starbucks, man, you know, or something. But, yeah, Bob and I have been doing shows for a long time together, and we've never really had a chance to sit down and talk to each other. So it's going to be a whole new experience for us.
But, you know, I've done this before, Steve, where I've worked very closely with someone. I never had actually met them in person. And you know what? When you're with that person in person, it really isn't that different.
Yeah. Yeah, it really isn't. Chris, you know, you've seen pictures of me on the Skype, you know, or when we have a chat or something like that. So we know, you know,
all that stuff to me is just aesthetics. I learned, and that's why I'm such a fan of talk radio. And you know, you learn so much about the inflections in somebody's voice and hearing them over a period of time and so on and so forth, that you really do get to know somebody genuinely.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, radio is a very personal medium. And a lot of folks out there, Bob, are listening to our voices, and they feel like they are in touch with us because we're talking to them in their living room in a very intimate way. Not, you know.
Don't go there, Steve.
I won't go there.
Steve, do you have somebody you would like for us to call?
You know, I can't think of anybody except for my brother, who I've been able to get a hold of. I've been trying to get a hold of him for about 3 days to get some things settled in the in some of the old financial affairs that we have. But now he won't answer your phone for me. No, I don't think he'd be very entertaining anyway. You know.
Well, I mean, does he know what's happening in the world?
Not really. So that's the real problem.
That's why we should call him.
I think it would be an exercise in futility.
Come on, type the number in. Let's try to call him.
Oh, I don't think all you're going to get is his answering machine.
So, and we'll leave a message. I'll say, hey, it's Bob Tuscan, the Bob Tuscan Show, and I just wanted to say hello. with your brother for a long time now, and we've been doing this radio shtick.
He's likely to start cursing, I think.
Well, if he does, we'll hang up on him. If you don't want to call him, that's fine. But, folks, the idea of the show is that we call people that might not know what's going on, that you care about, because you care about your brother. And we try to talk some sense into them.
Sure. But what about people who might want to call us, Bob? You know.
Well, that's great. But I found that most of the listeners listening right now are part of the choir, so to speak. So we're tired of preaching to the choir. We want the choir to refer us to somebody that they know and have us call them live on the air. And we'll, of course, fully disclose that and so on and so forth and see if we can talk some sense into these people. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us tonight. If you have somebody you would like to insert into the broadcast tonight and you would like for yours truly to speak with, I'll let Steve speak with them as well, maybe. Or maybe we can let them decide, the listeners, and they can call in and say, hey, I want Steve to talk to my uncle, or hey, I want Bob to talk to my good friend. She's really brainwashed, Bob, and I know you can talk to her and possibly make a little bit of sense come through, and plant some seeds. That's at the end of the day what it's all about. All right, Steve, when we get back, I want to talk about my housing situation, and I want to get your advice, and I want to get the listeners' advice about mortgages and the bank and all that nasty stuff. And we'll do that when we get back. I want to give you an update on where I stand with Bob Tuscan's housing. If you listened to the show the other night, you know that I've been kicked out of our current place. We're trying to figure out our next step. And we'll get to that in just a moment on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
I'll say. Keep playing the music. Come on now. Come on, keep playing it. All right, you're fired, Mr. Producer. Hey, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. In the last segment, we talked a little bit about the fact that I have been looking for housing, of course, and I wanted to update you on the situation. Next door, we had been looking at a place that literally was right next door to where we rent. It's on 2.5 acres. And it has all of the makings of a piece of land that we could definitely utilize for when stuff hits the fan. So we thought about it for a while, and we were very lucky to have been notified by the owner of the house next door that she would sell it to us directly. And we may not have to deal with a lot of the BS that you might have to normally deal with when buying a home. But then I got to thinking, well, maybe I should get a mortgage, because if it's with a bank and the property collapses, or the banking system collapses rather, not the property, hopefully the property won't. If the banking system collapses, then I won't have the threat of a private owner coming back and reclaiming the property. In other words, the banks are going to have a hard time kicking everybody out of their spots and sending us to FEMA camps. That's just not going to happen. So,
yeah, it's a. I doubt that anything that drastic is going to happen. But what is going to happen are certain people that they don't like. You know, I mean, it's the kind of folks that don't stand in line for TSA pat downs or don't you know have a disagreement about the tax codes or think that 9/11 was an inside job or think that of course Barack Obama. Was born in Hawaii, or there's no such thing as chemtrails, or genetically modified foods are good for you, and Sandy Hook was a terrible tragedy, and of course the Federal Reserve has helped us create a wonderful world. I mean, those are the kind of people they don't want around. Those are the FEMA camp people that are a problematic for them, Bob, and dare they say that the elections are crooked or something like that. I mean, you know, it seems to me like they're looking for the kind of people who won't fit in, and those will be the people they want to cull from the herd.
Yeah, I think so. All right, well, what are your thoughts? Should I get a mortgage, or am I making myself more vulnerable? What do you think? 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, I don't want to talk about my price range here, Steve, but it's not very much. I got to tell you, we're below triple digits with this place.
Yeah, you should just...
Or six digits, rather, triple digits. Yeah, we're below triple digits. It's a $10 house, yeah. No, we're below six digits with this place. And no. We think we will have what we need. And I'm more concerned about putting fruit trees throughout the property and everything else.
I think, if you don't have the money, I would just go ahead and get a mortgage, because if you're that shy of what being able to pay it off, Bob, you should be able to get it taken care of probably within 2 or 3 years if you want. You know, why stretch yourself? You know, I mean, I don't know whether...
Because I'd rather spend a little bit of money over a long period of time knowing that our financial system's going to collapse rather than putting money into a hole that has no purpose. I can spend the extra money that I may have, which I don't, but if I have any extra money, I could spend it on putting in a solar pump for our well system, or buying another chicken, or buying another fruit tree.
Yes, I agree. You know, I think sometimes money is better served in things that you can, you know, work with right now. Mortgage, if inflation continues and interest rates stay low, which they're apt to for a little while, they may go up higher, might be the best deal for a long-term payment.
All right. Thanks for hearing me out on that, folks. If you have any insights, we'll take you next segment. And we'll continue this discussion on the Bob Tuscan Show. And we have some other stuff to get to as well. Lots to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. Steve Starr's hanging out with us, riding shotgun. Let's talk to Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard. Are you, man?
I guess you're aware, I hope you're aware, that every bank mortgage can be accelerated in case of a liquidity crisis that happened during Roosevelt's Depression.
Okay, so let's say they accelerate it, though, and they accelerate it on a massive scale.
Well, they can accelerate the mortgages on the properties that they think are going to bring more than net at sale.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that might be a reason to be more paid off than less paid off.
No, it means that if your bank gets into financial trouble and they need to liquidate some mortgages, they'll get permission from the Federal Reserve, and then the Federal Reserve will come in and give you notice that your mortgage is being accelerated, and they will demand the full balance cash. And if you can't pay it, then they will auction it off.
And if I'm paid off, then I don't have that problem, though.
Well, you haven't bought it yet.
Well, that's true, but hypothetically speaking.
But you said you're going to have to mortgage it.
Yeah. But for how long is the question?
Well,
if I do it 30 years until the stuff hits the fan, and I wait for that to come, because I believe in 30 years from now, stuff will hit the fan.
I don't think there's going to be a dollar in 30 years.
Of course. And as a result, I don't think my mortgage is going to have much standing, and I think it'll be very difficult for them to reclaim every single one of these properties that they have to liquidate.
It won't be difficult at all. They want the property. They don't want the mortgage. It's in the mortgage. It's not liquid, and it can't be used. They want the land and the house so they can rent it and get an income.
Sure. So is the solution then
the
to
mortgage
just simply
is more
own it
powerful
outright?
Than the deed. Okay? The mortgage has more power than the deed.
Okay.
Your deed is weak. Their mortgage is strong.
Okay. So what's the solution here? Get a mortgage and pay it off as soon as possible so that I'm not
vulnerable? I really don't know, because we might convert to a socialist, sort of a Castro-type economy.
Right.
And if we do that, then deeds won't be in much good.
Okay. All right. Well, at that point,
I wouldn't plan
out
anything 30 years ahead.
Sure, sure.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
15?
I'm 29.
Huh. Well, I guess you're young enough to be optimistic.
Oh, I'm not optimistic. No. I'm planning for stuff to hit the fan, man.
Yeah. Oh. Whatever you buy, make sure it's out in the country.
That's what it is. It's 2.5 acres out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on getting everything ready, making it extremely hidden from, you know, it's not near any major roads. I mean, that's my plan, man. So, hey, thanks for your advice, man. I appreciate it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take care. Let's talk to Brandon in Michigan now. Hello, Brandon.
What are you doing thinking about getting a mortgage? Contracting with the devil?
I'm trying to get a piece of property. The property is my main prerogative. The mortgage is perhaps secondary.
Does the person have the deed in hand? Does she own the property, or does she have a mortgage on it right now?
She does not own it outright, unfortunately.
You say what?
She doesn't own it outright. That would have been the ideal situation.
Yeah, that's difficult when she doesn't own it outright. I was going to say, if she owned it, then you could buy it from her, and instead of paying her Federal Reserve notes, make an actual contract that you're going to pay her in lawful U.S. dollars. So you would pay her silver instead of Federal Reserve notes.
She would be down with that too, man. But unfortunately, that's just not an option at the moment. So,
well, unfortunately, we're not going to achieve what we want to achieve as a society if we keep on participating with all of their scammy government banks and taxes structures, you know?
I agree. So what's the solution in my case, though? How do I get the best of both worlds, providing a piece of property for my family to grow our own food and live in peace away from the stuff hitting the fan, perhaps?
Well, I don't think you can be able to live in peace with bringing the banks into it. But
what are the banks going to do? I got to pay rent each month to someone, or I got to pay rent to the bank each month. And usually when I'm paying rent to someone, most of the time, not all the time, but some of the time, they're just paying that money to the bank. So it's just another middleman.
That's true. That's true. It's a difficult, it's hard to say. You know, I came here to Detroit and I bought a house for $1,600 cash.
Nice.
You know, because I did not want to get a mortgage. I did not want to have a 30-year or even a 15-year contract hanging over my head.
Just because it's a 15-year or 30-year contract doesn't mean I can't pay it off sooner.
Well, true. I mean, you can. Hopefully you win the lottery and, you know, pay it all off.
I don't have to win the lottery. This house is very affordable. Like I said, it's less than six digits.
If I were you, I would try to make a contract, a deal straight with her, to pay her cash or whatever.
But then she has the mortgage still. So again, she's just a middleman.
Well, how much is her mortgage? I mean, if her mortgage is, say, $20,000 left to pay it off, pay that off. That way she's holding the title.
I thought about that. It's not $20,000 less. I thought about that. You're right. I wanted to pay the difference of her mortgage so that I could do that and take that off of the difference of what I would finance through her. But she was a lot shorter. And at the end of the day, I might find a situation that's a lot more under those lines. So I don't know. It's, I don't have an easy answer, man. That's why I'm asking for the listeners to help out here. So Brandon, I thank you for your call tonight. I want to see what Jeff has to say. Then we'll talk to Vicky and Rode in Montana. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, people?
Hey man, what's going on with you?
Hey. Nothing, not a whole lot. I'm getting my wisdom teeth out tomorrow.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm just glad it isn't 50 years ago how they didn't, well, I mean, I guess they did have that back in the anesthesia and all that.
Supposedly there's a conspiracy behind getting your wisdom teeth removed. They call it wisdom teeth for a reason.
So then if you take it out... So then you won't have such a smart mouth whenever you're talking to people.
Exactly, but I'll still have a smart mouth.
I'm not a lot. The one thing that, I mean, I'm not giving any advice or anything, but the one guy, I think it was the first guy who called and said, we won't have a dollar in 30 years or whatever. I mean, wouldn't that technically, like, kind of be a good thing for us? Because if there's no dollar, if there's no debt or fake obligation or duty to a bank that can, you know, say, oh, you owe us this and this mortgage, of course, and that and whatever else, it can never be paid off at all. And so if there is no fake sort of money, like giving a fact that it has an illusionistic property of value, but I mean, it's there in paper right in front of you. It's like, wouldn't that be a good thing? If like,
well, not necessarily, because there could be something even more there. Not necessarily, man. There could be something more draconian in its place. There could be something, you know, not much better in its place. So not necessarily. But yeah, good thought, man. Thanks for the call. Always good to hear from Jeff and PA. Let's talk to Vicky now. Vicky Davis. Oh, hi, Vicky. Long time no speak. How are you?
Yeah, hi Bob. Just fine, thanks. What you described,
what do you think?
It would be an extraordinarily foolish thing for you to do unless you're buying it from your mother. That's the only way. Your mother or your grandmother or your father. That's it. If it's anybody else, you know, just somebody that you know, don't do it. Because
don't do what? Buy a house?
Buy the house if there's already a mortgage on it, because unless she owns the house outright, she could take your money and not make her payments, and you're out. You're just out of luck. You don't have
any.
Well,
that's why I would get a mortgage on the house.
Oh, well, if you get a mortgage, a separate mortgage, and buy it from her, then...
That's what I'm planning on doing, yeah.
Well, because what happens then is that the they will pay off her mortgage, and then it goes into your name, and then that way you get a title search, you get title insurance, and all of that stuff. But I understood that you were trying to make maybe a private side deal or something.
Well, at first we looked at that, Vicki, and I thought about that, and you're absolutely right. You know, yeah. You're absolutely right. That's not going to be a good option, because even if we write up a legal contract, she could very well just take the money and not actually put it towards the house, and then we're both in trouble.
Yeah, and you would have no recourse. None at all.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate that. You're right. But the other alternative, and I've gone through the motions with this, folks, believe me. The other alternative I thought was to simply just suck it up and get a mortgage and try to pay it off as quickly as possible, or try not to pay it off as quickly as possible, because when stuff hits the fan, they're not going to come in and take out all these people on these properties.
Well, yeah, I mean, but when you buy a house, you don't really, that's really not a factor. If you're trying to buy a place for your family to raise your son and whatever. So, you know, try to make a 20% down so that you don't have to pay the, the PMI?
Yeah,
insurance.
That's part of our plan, yep.
Yep, and if you can do that, then, you know, just put down whatever the minimum is and put your excess money in the bank, save it.
All right. That's what my plan was. I was going to put down the 20% and pay for all the closing costs, and then all the other money I was going to put it in the bank, so to speak, and also put into fruit trees, solar pumps for my well water, and things that I find to be important survival things to have.
Yeah. Another thing, too, read all of the documents that they give you. When you sit down with that title officer, mm-hmm. read everything and question anything that doesn't seem right. As a matter of fact, if this is your first house, you might want to consider taking somebody with you who's bought a couple of houses and, you know, who knows, understands all the terms and all the stuff. Because, you know, there's a lot of legalese, but read everything, and it doesn't matter if it takes you 4 hours to sign those papers. You know, take the time and read them.
All right, Vicki. Good advice. Thank you so much, okay?
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. All right. Bye-bye now. Let's talk to Rose now in Montana. Rose, your thoughts.
Hey,
Rose, are you there?
I am here, Bob. Are you there?
Yeah, hey, good to hear from you as well.
Yes, thank you. Listen, I'm just calling to give you encouragement. Vicki's advice was really, really good, because we do have a friend who tried and got into trouble because she didn't, and then he was losing and all that kind of stuff. But this is my advice. You know, you can go and spend the same amount of money on rent to rent a little place, but you have no freedom on it. You can't, as far as being able to make improvements that you want to make, fence the yard for your son, put in fruit trees, all that. But if you get a mortgage, you can do those things. And whether you're paying, I mean, face it, we're paying rent to the bank or we're paying rent to a landlord. So
that's what I was thinking, yeah. My payment would be a lot lower if I was to pay, you know, the 30-day deal or 30 years deal, rather, if I can speak. And I feel as if I have a lot more freedom. I can put more money towards things that matter, like stocking up on food and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. You know, it's like we have been in our home for 23 years. You know, we took out a 30-year mortgage. We did do some refinancing, so we're not out from under it yet. But if we were to, and there have been times when we have said maybe we should just go rent, but we have livestock. We have horses, and we have goats, and we have dogs, and we have a cat. So who in the world is going to rent to you with all of that? We keep our place really nice. It doesn't make any difference. But it's a lot less than we would have to pay if we were renting from a landlord that would allow livestock and pets. And we get to do what we want to do. There's nobody looking over your shoulder. So you guys go for it. Just, you know, there are no guarantees, you know, but go for the lowest payment, the longest term mortgage. You can shorten it up by making double payments a month. You can do whatever you want, but you just get your family on a piece of property that you can do something with.
That's my thinking, Rose. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that. It means a lot to me. Thank you, okay? All right. Well, thanks. That was a great response. I really appreciate your help on that, folks. You know, I'm a bit naive here, and when we get back, I'll hear from Steve Starrs and let him get the final word.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
As many phone calls in this last segment. Thank you so much again. I'm really appreciative of your help on this because it's a major decision, obviously, for me and my family. And I don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, I could tell you about everything about 9/11. I could tell you everything about maybe growing that garden, but I can't tell you about how to get that piece of property to grow the garden other than just guerrilla gardening in wild places and that kind of thing. But let's talk to Mike in Minnesota and then Jim and then Richard and then we'll let Steve Starrs get the final word. Mike, you got about 30 seconds, man.
All right. Well, worst comes to worst, you really got to think outside the box, you know?
Yeah.
You can get a free place in the settlements in between the wall deals of the West Bank, but they got like free places. And you got all the security that you could imagine. I mean, you know, honest to goodness.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. L'chaim.
There you go.
Is that it, Mike? That was good.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. All right. No, that's all.
Okay, love you, buddy. Take care. Jim in Missouri, what you got, man?
Hi, Bob. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. What the lady said, yeah, if you're going to mortgage it, stretch it out, make the lowest you can make, because if the stuff hits the fan, they will come get the property. If you've never read it, you might want to go back and read The Grapes of Wrath, because that's exactly what they did. They went into those.
So you mean regardless if I own the property outright, they'll still do that?
No. If you have a mortgage that you can't pay,
so they will come do you get think
it.
That do you
it
think
doesn't
the solution,
matter how bad it is.
Do you think the solution to that is then just paying as much as possible?
Well, what I would say is leverage it as much as you can, as long as you know that you've got the money there to pay it off if need be.
So save a money as in a reserve, and
yeah,
if need be, have that card to play.
Exactly.
I like that. I think that's kind of what I was thinking with it.
Yeah, that's the greatest strategy there, I think, right there, Bob.
All right. Jim, you're the man, dude. Thank you so much, okay?
You guys have a great evening.
All right, take care. And last but not least, well, we'll get Steve with the last word here, but Richard in Washington.
Yeah, a better out-of-the-box solution. I don't know about your relatives and your wife's relative situation, but just in general, friends that live in the city, have them get a second mortgage on their place, pay off after you have a contract with the lady, her mortgage entirely, give her $20 gold coin and buy it from her individually, and then make the agreement with the people in the city that if the stuff hits the fan, that they can come to your place when, quote-unquote, their mortgage is collected on. That way you can enhance your family.
Richard, what do your relatives think of you, Richard? They think you're a frickin' nutcase.
That's there you
what
go.
Think of you.
There
so
you
how
go.
The hell is that what you're telling me a practical solution? Do you not realize? I'm sure you do. I'm preaching to the choir. But Richard, they think I'm frippin' nuts, man. They're not going to go for that. I love you, brother. Thank you for that. Steve, you get the final word on this. What do you think, man? What should I do?
Well, I like the idea of having a mortgage but having enough money to buy it straight out if you need to. Because the thing is, you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And the mortgage rates are so low right now that you can basically use that as leverage. There's a lot of other things you should get into if you can without putting all your money into your house. You won't get the deduction, of course. All the other things. But have enough to buy it out if you can, you know.
All right.
You're better off at a very low interest rate.
Hi, thank you for that. And I thank you again to everyone who called tonight. Even Richard, who gave me no solution whatsoever. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.